Hey guys, it's Lini, aka Sex Guru, and you're listening to Sexual Knowledge on Podomatic.com. Before we get started into what the topic is that we're going to discuss, I'm going to tell you the routine. Send your emails, comments, questions, future data topics you would like me to discuss, stories you would like me to read. Send them to asksex1989@yahoo.com. That's asksex1989@yahoo.com. You can also call me at 347-541-3719. And if I don't pick up, or if it goes straight to voicemail, I'll leave a voicemail. If you want, I'll play it online. If you don't, it'll just stay between you and I, just like the other voicemails I've gotten. So, today is going to be Vagina Day. Okay, we're going to talk about vaginas and how beautiful they are and how fluffy and pretty and wet they can get. But, you know, everyone doesn't call it a vagina. It's so many different names and things of that nature that you can call it. So, some people call it vagina, while others call it a JJ or a vag, or a twat, or a slit, or a snatch, or a cooch, or a coochie, or a cooter, or a coos, or a coozie, or a gash, or a hole, or a muff, or, you know, a minge, a bop, flange, quim, poon, poontang. Then you got, you know, the terms where, if you want to be polite, you'll say nether regions, lady garden, girly part, girly bits, private parts. Then, some people call it a love tunnel, or a vertical smile, or cha-cha. Then you have food-related slangs, and people call it a cherry, or a bearded clam, or a furry taco, or a tuna taco, or a fur burger, or a cream pie, or beef curtains, or meat sleeves, or hair pie, honey pot. Then you got animal-related slang terms, where you can call it a beaver, or a pussy. Kitty, or rat, or panty hamster. Then you have the words that you say to your children. You tell them to call it their privates, or their private parts, or their bits, or down there, or peach, flower, kitty, what else? Tutu, wee wee, no no, cookie, muffin, cupcake, cookie, muffin, cupcake. Remember those when you call your girlfriend or your boyfriend that you're calling them a pussy. Tweenie, which is two words together, it's between legs. You got your fanny, front butt, your woohoo, or your hoo-ha, or your hoo-hoo, or your foo-foo. Then you got people who just say cunt. I've never called someone that. I don't even use that word. It's not me. So, today, like I said, we're going to be talking about vaginas, and we're going to be talking about 9 amazing facts about the vagina. Fact number 1. We have 8,000 nerve endings in the clitoris. As I've told you guys this before, the clitoris is the most sensitive part on a female as far as sex goes. You know, you pull the clit hood back and have at it. If I'm receiving oral sex, I like for my clitoris hood to be pulled back so that, you know, I'm getting the true orgasm. You ever see porno where you see girls use a vibrator and they keep it on one spot, and that's usually their clit? Fact number 2. Sharks and vaginas have something in common. Okay, no, it's thankfully not teeth. But instead of that, we both have like a compound. It's called a squamine. Now, this is found in shark livers and also in the vagina as a lubricant. Okay, so like when a woman or your woman gets aroused, you know, she secretes that. And the clitoris and the labia swell up. And the interior vagina lengthens as it prepares for entry for the penis, the dick. Fact number 3. The vagina can expand up to 200%. Not 20%. Not 40%. Not 70%. Not 100%. Not 150%. But 200%. Okay, because there's no standard size for a woman's vagina, but the average is about 3 inches wide and 3.5 inches in depth. It is not confined to that. okay? In fact, the vagina can expand up to 200% in size, making it possible for a tiny sperm to fertilize an embryo and grow into a fully formed baby, be delivered, and return to its original shape. However, factors such as like your age or your weight and smoking can cause the vagina to sag and even fall out. But thankfully, this can be fixed. You can go to the doctor if your vagina falls out in the shower. And I know that's freaky, but it has happened. And I have been on Yahoo Answers where a girl will say, my vagina just fell out in my shower and I'm holding it in my hand. Can someone tell me what's wrong? Instead of getting the fuck up and going to the emergency room. That means you have to go to your computer, turn it the fuck on, type in Yahoo Answers, log into your account, type the question, edit it, post it, and wait for fucking answers. What? Fact number four, there is a G-spot. Yes. Vagina, I mean Virginia. There's a such thing as the magical G-spot, an area inside the actual vagina, which it's responsible for an intense orgasm even stronger than that of the clitoris. How do you find the G-spot? Grab your partner and lie down on your back. Have he or she put their index finger inside and make a come hither motion. Are you suddenly seeking skyrockets in flight? Congratulations, and you found your dream spot. Fact number five, you can exercise your vagina. Yes, you can. And I've said this before in the previous podcast and maybe one before that, but in 1948, a man named Arnold Kegel, remember that name, changed women's lives forever when he published a pelvic floor exercise that quickly became synonymous with his name, dubbed the Kegel exercise. It's a way to strengthen your muscles of the pelvic floor. Basically, doctors speak for the vagina muscle. And this can help women cope during childbirth. Okay, you can fend off urinary infections and even increase orgasmic pleasure. Now, some of you may be asking, how do I do Kegel exercises? Well, to do the exercise, you must first recognize the muscle you need by stopping urination in midstream. So, don't urinate on your bed. Drink a lot of water. Wait till you have to go to the bathroom. Go pee and stop it midstream while you're still peeing. When you do that, that's going to let you recognize the muscle that you're going to need to squeeze. Because sometimes when I do Kegels, I'm fucking exercising my asshole because I feel it opening and closing. So if you do that when you urinate, you'll be able to know which muscle that you need to move. Next, you need to empty the bladder and lie on your back. Slowly tense and relax these muscles, not the buttock or the butt or the ass. Okay, remember I told you sometimes I do it and it feels like I'm working my asshole. Starting with 5-second intervals, you do that and gradually increase the duration to 10. When I say 10, I'm saying 10 seconds. Okay, so you want to repeat this about 3 times a day. And the good news, you know, for your man is he can also benefit from Kegel exercises because it can help with preventing premature ejaculation and lengthening and strengthening erections. So, everybody get on your back and start the Kegel. Fact number 6, don't wash your vagina. What? I know some of you guys are like, is she crazy? You're saying my girl's not supposed to wash her vagina? She's supposed to smell like a sushi restaurant with the air conditioner that's broke? It smells like rancid California rolls? No. I'm not talking about basic external hygiene, okay? I'm talking about putting any external cleaning aids such as douches inside. So, yes, the vagina is full of bacteria, but it is good bacteria that keeps a woman healthy. And the vagina cleans itself like a well-regulated machine. Women used to grow up believing their lady parts were unclean, but modern science has proven this wrong. For you science geeks out there, the pH of the vagina is about 4. The same for wine and tomatoes. Don't fuck it up by douching. Trust me, because I've done that. I douched and I wound up having bacterial vaginosis, which is common in women who are excessive douchers. Now, I wasn't douching because I smelled. I just felt like, all right, I need to wash the inside. And that's just how I was raised, okay? You know, my mom is a fucking clean freak. So I was getting to talk about trimming my vag hair when I was like 11. So yeah, that's how she is. She's crazy. But you know what? In the long run, it has helped me. But don't douche because that can knock off your pH balance. Fact number 7. Don't shave your pubic hair. What? How can you say that? I hate pubic hair. I'm an advocate for anti-70s vintage porn vaginas. Well, to shave or not to shave? That is the question. while the purpose of other areas of the vagina are more or less understood when it comes to pubic hair, answers are less clear-cut. Like, I'm not even sure why humans have pubic hair, but since we're the only species on the planet to have it, you know, it's believed to have something to do with the trapping of, you know, odors and pheromones and stuff. So the odors we secrete during sexual arousal, there are also theories that it helps with lubrication between partners during sex. So for those of you who are super wet, this is why. Those of you who aren't, these are also theories that it helps with lubrication, like I said, with your partner. Or that it helps keep the genitals warm during like prehistoric times. I don't know. But whatever it's for, suddenly it seems like it's a norm for adult women to shave most of it or all of it off, like me. Okay, and this trend began like in the 90s, but I think it picked up more so in like the 2000s. I was looking at this show and it was talking about pubic hair, and a lot of the women said that they thought pubic hair was repulsive and that they received their cues from men. You know, it goes on to say that, you know, like they didn't want to have hair because the men thought it was disgusting too. So what you should do, the answer is whatever you like. That's how I feel, because I feel like there's no reason that for me to have all that damn hair down there. Fact number 8, the first film to use the word vagina was a Disney movie. Yes, I said it, people. It was a Disney movie. Disney said vagina. As strange as it may seem, though, like Walt Disney was on the forefront of women talking about their vaginas. So, in 1946, Disney was commissioned by the CeeLo Cotton Company. Okay, this is the people who made Coltex. They make Coltex, like feminine napkins and tampons and stuff. If you're a woman, you know what the fuck Coltex is. To make a film called The Story of Menstruation, which mentioned the V word for the very first time on a film. The film was never released like in the theaters, but it was shown to 105 million American students, along with advertisements for girls to like make sure to use their brands when it came to that time of the month, which is the reason why they wanted to do it anyway. It wasn't for the wow factor of vagina. They were using that as publicity and, you know, marketing. So that's why they did that. But the film was like hardly pornographic, to be honest with you. In fact, like menstrual blood is shown as white instead of red. It's now public domain and it can be watched. I'll put the link for it in the description bar so you guys can look at Disney 46, the story of menstruation. It's on YouTube, but I'll link it in the description so you guys can go watch it. Fact number 9, and the last fact. If you say vagina in the House of Representatives, you will be banned. I'm dead ass serious, okay? Hey, why is it okay if he says it? Right. Okay, but let's flash forward 66 years, okay? And suddenly, the world is cause for censorship. Now, it's a representative in the House of Representatives. Her name is Lisa Brown. While responding to a bill that would restrict a woman's abortion after 20 weeks, okay, she stated that, "I'm flattered that you're also interested in my vagina, but no means no." This guy that was the House Speaker, basically like the forefront of the House of Representatives, his name is Jay something, he barred her. And he also barred some lady named Barb something, who stood up for her friend, saying, "How dare you? Okay, well, bitch, you're banned too." So she got banned from the floor for disrupting. Then she said, "If they're going to legislate my anatomy, I see no reason why I can't mention it." But you can't say that in the House of Representatives. But I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. It's a little longer than the other one. It's like 10 minutes. Someone said, "Why am I making them so short?" I don't know. I just felt like, you know, maybe you guys just needed it crammed in a small amount of time for your commutes to or from work or at home when you're doing something. I don't want to be the driving force in what you're doing, you know, so I try to keep them to a minimum now as opposed to being like 40 something minutes. But that's the end of this podcast, you guys, and we're gonna have a contest coming up soon. Yes, I know I keep saying that, but seriously, we are. So, as I always say, you guys, have a sexual appetite and always be willing to please. And I will see you next week, Monday.